welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and just glad to be jumping right back in as we are continuing through the Gospel of John this summer. I've just really personally enjoyed each week and each day, just seeing these encounters and seeing the way that Jesus continues to move towards people, especially the broken. And even from this past Sunday, looking at the lame man, the sick man who was healed by the pool of Bethesda. And even today, we're gonna look at a passage in John that it really portrays Jesus as a man of compassion who moved toward those who were hurting rather than looking to judge or be critical or harsh towards them, which he often reserved his maybe harshest moments towards the religious, those who were proud and arrogant, and those who were hurting and broken. He met them with compassion. And so the passage of scripture today that we're going to look at is from John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. And likely, if you've got an ESV Bible like I do, or your Bible may have potential footnotes in there bracketed around this passage of scripture, it is likely because this passage was not included in John's original manuscript. And so most theologians believe that this was potentially later added as this likely event occurred. And so there's no reason to maybe doubt that it did not. It seems to align with the character of Jesus. But the earliest manuscripts that we have to this date don't include this section, and some of the language that's recorded here, and even just some of the way it maybe interrupts the flow of the narrative kind of give indicators that it likely was not written and penned by John when he wrote this gospel account. But still, it has something very beneficial for us to continue to learn about who Jesus is, what his heart is, and what he has for us. And so let me just read it. And I got just a couple of things that I'll share, and then we could just take some time to pray in light of this. And so maybe I would look at this as instead of like an inspired word from scripture, perhaps just a really helpful commentary from like a practical book on Christian living, say like Desiring God or Knowing God, or just take your favorite Christian author and the way that God has used their words to encourage your heart, I think would be a very helpful way to look at this as well. And so, but let me go ahead and read it. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning, he came again to the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" This they did to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. So Jesus bent down, and he wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the older ones. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. And Jesus stood up and he said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." And so, man, doesn't this sound like Jesus? I mean, this to me was probably an event that likely did occur. And when I see this, gosh, there are lots of things that come to mind. One, the law of Moses definitely said that someone caught in adultery was punishable by being stoned. So where's the man who was also in this act? Because if I'm not mistaken, it takes two to commit this crime. And so, but they just bring the woman. And so another just a way to weaponize and to humiliate this person and really to test Jesus. And Jesus cuts right through all that. And really what he's about is his mission is to seek and save the lost. That it is not the healthy who need a doctor, it's the sick. And so you see Jesus offering and showing compassion, saying that is true. So whoever is without sin, let them throw the first stone. And we see one by one, they walk away. You see, Jesus, he didn't ignore her sin, but he also didn't excuse it. Rather, he forgives and he tells her to leave her life of sin. And I just think that's something we could take from this, is that Jesus is a compassionate God. He shows compassion and offers forgiveness to all who would leave our life of sin and trust and follow our Savior. And so maybe today, as we could just take some time to pray, is that we could ask God to give us a heart of forgiveness and compassion towards sinners, towards those that that we know have rebelled against God's plan, including ourselves, remembering that we are sinners, that we're not to be the judge. We leave that up to God. But our job is to show compassion and love and to show grace and forgiveness and to point people to Jesus, who doesn't stand there to condemn, but stands there to acquit, to forgive, if they would just trust and follow him. And so let's just take some time. Let's pray. Pray for our hearts and pray that God would give us a compassionate heart towards people and that others could experience this incredible grace and mercy that comes through Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the gift that we have in it. Thank you for the encouragement that we can receive from it. And so God, I pray that you would just help us now just develop hearts that have compassion towards those who are hurting, towards those who are broken, towards those who have are enslaved to sin. That Jesus, you come to set the captives free, to give the blind sight, to the lame walk. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that we would be marked, that when people encounter our faith family, that they would see men and women compelled with compassion, that we would love sinners, and that we would offer forgiveness, and that we would point people to Jesus, who forgives and who helps us, Lord, to become all that God has created us to be. And so, Lord, I pray that in the same way that Jesus called this woman to repent, to sin no more, that we too, God, would leave our lives of sin behind us, and that we would walk with our Savior towards the incredible life that he has for us. God, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, would you take a few moments and would you pray as well?